This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I have Anna Madden on the line, and Anna is a music photographer who is part of a very cool new exhibition that's opening just around the corner from us called Women in Music. Anna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Anna, could you tell us a little bit about your background? Because as a photographer, it's not an easy gig photographing either live music or, you know, performance. Like, there's a lot to consider with lighting and movement and that kind of thing. What's your history with photography so far?
About 10 years ago, I spent 3 years living in Europe, which is when I first picked up a camera doing street photography and travel photography. When I got back to Melbourne, I'd always gone to quite a lot of gigs, and I'm self-taught, but I started taking my camera to gigs.
And it just happened from there?
Yeah, it built from there. So I then ended up photographing for Beat Magazine. For 5 years I was an official photographer for the Melbourne International Jazz Festival. And today the show I'm opening is my first proper art gallery show.
Congratulations.
My music photography.
Right, okay. And how many artists have you got in this exhibition?
So the 26 images of 25 artists.
Right, okay. And what made you want to have your own exhibition, or was it just the natural next step after taking for magazines and festivals? Was it just a natural step to have an exhibition?
Yeah, look, it's taken a little while, but I'm very happy about this exhibition because it's my first proper art gallery exhibition.
Yep.
I have shown some work in the past at live music venues.
Right.
But generally the lighting is not as good as in a proper gallery.
Right.
So I feel like it's another step up
for
photography.
Yeah.
And so given that we've all unfortunately, at least in Melbourne in particular, had a couple of years of not being able to go out and see many gigs or even host many gigs, have all these photos been taken in studios recently, or are they from a collection of like gigs over the past couple of years as well?
Yeah, so they're all live music performances. However, there are a couple I took at Golden Plains Festival, which was in March 2020.
Oh, the last festival.
Before we went into lockdown. And I haven't photographed any festivals since then. Sadly.
Right, right. And so how has the quality stood up over the many years, you know, like working for Beat, taking photos for them for years? And as Eve said at the top of the interview, is that it must be hard when you're in a live situation. The lighting, or you have to sit there and wait until you know that you're going to get, or is there so many shots you have to take that, you just have to keep on taking photos and hoping for the best?
A bit all of that. I try and shoot manually. I try and react to the lighting. Often you're only allowed access to shoot for the first three songs.
Yep.
And generally you're not allowed to shoot flash.
Of course, yep.
So it's a bit of an adrenaline hit in 15 minutes where you have 15 minutes to try and get five or six good shots that you're happy with.
Yeah. And do you walk away from an artist that you like and then all of a sudden you go, damn, I didn't get that right shot?
Definitely happens. It also happens because I love live music so much that sometimes I go to a gig and don't take my camera so I can just enjoy the music.
Right.
Because when you're focusing on the visual and trying to get the shot, often you don't even absorb
No, you wouldn't. Mm. But would there be times where you're there just without your camera and then all of a sudden you think, oh, bugger it, I should have bought my camera. The lighting's perfect tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can think of quite a number of times where I've regretted not bringing a camera, but you can't do it all.
No, you can't do it all. Now, listen, you said this is your first real gallery exhibition. Did you know Peter, who owns Stranger Gallery here in St Kilda? Did you know him before? And was that the way this all came together?
Well, actually, no. I never met Peter before. A friend of mine who lives in East St Kilda, who is at the exhibition today, I met at numerous exhibition openings on the north side. I'm a Fitzroy person.
Yeah.
And when Peter started the gallery, he sent out a call out asking for a music photographer who wanted to exhibit in alongside St Kilda Festival.
Right, okay.
And so I sent in an expression of interest, and Peter chose me to be the photographer for this exhibition.
Fantastic. And you're being a photographer for Beat all those years, you would have come over south side a bit.
Occasionally, probably not as much as I should. It's taken me a few years to get my visa updated so I can cross the river.
Yeah, it's a case of that, isn't it? Yeah, it's all too far away. Yeah. And what does this mean to you, Anna? You're like having your own solar exhibition.
It's been wonderful to be in a proper gallery, and I had a lot of friends and family come along today who always tell me how wonderful my work is. Through the gallery and through being in St Kilda, where I don't know as many people, I met quite a few people today who have given me really good feedback who aren't friends or family, so that's, you know, really nice to, get that.
Absolutely. And can we follow you on social media? Are you fairly active?
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook under Bandana Photography.
And what about Instagram?
I'm on Instagram as well under Bandana Photography.
Right.
Unfortunately, I'm not really engaged in Instagram as much as I should be.
Well, you should be. You know, like now you're, you've got an exhibition in a gallery. You should be.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, all the best with the exhibition, and I hope you're having fun at the opening today.
Absolutely, and I hope to see you come down and check it out at some stage.
We'll definitely do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Anna Madden here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.